What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. Goddamn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida. The Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 if your ear holes are listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, maybe you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming free 24/7. Maybe you have gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application. We're always available at crabdiving.com. However, wherever, whenever, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. You're receiving us. We appreciate the fuck out of it. It is Faithless Friday here, everybody. We'll talk about some cross-shaped incursions into our space.
Perfect.
And others.
Yes.
If warranted, but, you know, mostly the cross ones right. Are flying in our direction.
Your relic is in my hole.
The United Gay States of America.
9!
Rick Wiles. I wonder how he feels about the election.
Oh, I don't know. I bet his nipples are very droopy over the Biden win.
Yeah. Or conversely, hard as hell over the fact that...
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
he's going to have more angry white viewers now.
Well, if he's one of these guys that knows what he's doing, then he understands that this is great for him.
Right.
Because now all he has to do is bitch about Biden for the next 4 years.
Thanks for joining us on social media at Crab Diving on your various social medias. And during the show, you can tweet us during the show at Crab Diving on the Twitter. And we check that shit out every once in a while.
Yay.
And also thank you for supporting the show by buying things through our Amazon link. Not our Camazon, our Amazon link.
Our hole.
At crabdiving.com/Amazon. Or if you go to our webpage, there's a nice lovely banner there in that says click me.
Do
go to Amazon.
E-commerce shit.
And we get a little commission on whatever you buy during that sessione.
Give us all your Bitcoin.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. Because I think you can pay for stuff on Amazon with Bitcoin. Can you not?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
That would surprise me, actually.
Well, I mean, if you're living off the dark web selling, I don't know, rooster fetuses and such.
Your arms.
Yeah. You get all this crypto and so how
Ukrainian girls.
Yes. How do I spend all this crypto? You know what I mean? Like, how do I buy a latte at Starbucks with Bitcoin? How do I do that though? I mean, how do I make my Bitcoin cash?
I actually, not too long, I forget where the fuck I was, but I saw a place that accepted Ethereum.
Jesus.
I saw a little sign. It was like, we take Ethereum here. I was like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Really? I used to do a show somewhere.
In my little trading playpen, I trade Ethereum back and forth with other stuff, but I don't.
You and the whales out there be trading. And I've seen, you know, that they have these vending machines. So I've seen Bitcoin vending machines. I did a show one time. It was like literally a Bitcoin machine.
Yeah, yeah. You can put your credit card in there. And
there's one down the street.
It'll hand you some Bitcoin. Well, it'll put some Bitcoin into
a virtual wallet.
An e-wallet for you, yeah.
Well, there's a Bitcoin one down the street where we saw the monkey and the front-loading papoose. Or I did, or I forget, but...
I did not see the monkey in
you
the
didn't
front-loading
see that lady
papoose,
was,
no.
She had a 40, is talking to a bunch of friends. This, like, broken-down patio in front of this liquor store. that has the Bitcoin vending machine.
Bitcoin's doing real well.
Why? Because we're in a crazy, volatile, shit-fuck time?
I don't know. I think, a lot of times it follows the market, and the market's doing really well, so that could possibly be it.
What's wrong with the market, then? How is the market doing really well right the fuck now?
Because it's the whole problem. My name's Patrick Vile.
Oh, shit. I'm Ryan Pfeiffer. Because
it's the whole problem with our stupid system.
But everyone's dying. How the fuck is the market doing
end-stage capitalism of the version of capitalism that we're fucking doing.
Can we just make the Republicans go away? Make them run into the woods?
No, there's 70 million of them that voted for Trump.
Right. Well, listen. Guys, charge your scooters. Get the fuck out of here, okay? Go to Canada or something. Didn't you say you would leave? Didn't those little bitches say they would leave if Trump lost?
I've seen some postings that say they're going to go to Mexico, ironically, which I don't...
Good.
Wait, what?
Mexico, I'm so sorry.
Now we'll
for
build
you.
The wall.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, go.
Build a wall. Do not let...
Now I'll pay for the wall.
Why would anyone take our spreaders? Take a cruise, dickheads.
Over to the commie pinko liberal po.
Ooh.
House divided, blame flying after majority shrinks.
Yeah.
Oh, we were talking about this earlier on the intern walk.
Crab diving offline conversation, which is a shame because we should just stream that anyway. We should stream that too.
The Democratic circular firing squad that's going on right now. Blaming the liberals or blaming the moderates and the old timers. The old timers are blaming the liberals.
Yes.
That we didn't get this big blue sweep that was predicted.
Ooh. Well, I mean, this is how I feel about that shit. Our country was just faced with an existential threat to our asshole. And Biden won. Do you know what I mean? He fucking won, and that's what matters. It's okay. We lost some seats in the House. That sucks, but at least Joe Biden won. You know. And if we lose the Senate, at least he can do some shit with those executive orders that might save some fucking lives.
Well,
here
reverse
and there.
Some shit that Trump did with executive orders is his first day, right? I mean, the Dreamers are going to be saved. We're going to be back in the Paris Accords. He's going to try to get back into some kind of deal with Iran.
here. Everyone listen to me. You have to vote blue. So whatever the fuck. Whatever the fuck with a circular firing squad. Whatever the fuck. When you go into the fucking voting booths, vote blue. Because these Republicans are nightmare, lunatic, Jesus zombies. Some of them believe in QAnon. All of them love their guns. They have some, what, I don't even know what you call their relationship with Trump is. I mean,
parasitic.
Some remora is like, apologize.
And I would hope, I mean, it's a horrible thing, but this COVID is just out of control. Mississippi. Did you see that Mississippi is plumb full? Their hospitals.
What do you mean plumb full? Oh, God, my dude, you're officially Southern. That is Southern as shit to say. They're plumb full. They done plumb full up with COVID.
Yeah, they're full. And,
damn.
And I don't know. Is it going to take just between now and what, January, that special election in Georgia? But what, we'll be at 300,000 by then? Will that maybe wake these fucking Republicans up to the fact that Trump and Trump alone caused this to be this bad?
And I tell you, the Republicans should just see this as a...
And the Republicans were complicit.
But shouldn't they see this as a drastic flaw in logic? How do they think they're going to be able to continue to milk the middle class out of money if everyone's sick? I mean, there must
Well,
be.
They do.
Well,
they don't think everyone's going to be sick. They don't care. They are on the calculus that, you know, hey, it's going to be old people and sick people and, you know, a few healthy people, tough titty, but, you know, the money machine's got to go on. So I just hope the people maybe can see that the criminal limp dickery of our response to this.
Criminal limp dickery
can't be understressed.
Yeah, you can't understress the criminal limp dickery of the fucking Republicans. And you know, it's, you know, I guess what I said kind of doesn't make sense if you think about the rich people don't need the poor. They don't care if we're dead, right? Because the stock market is killing it right now, right?
Right. And they think, you know, hey, we'll get the vaccine first. We're rich.
Yay.
Hey, we'll get all, we get, you know, I can have my own private ventilator if it comes to that. I'm rich.
My own private ventilator.
They're not worried.
Well, can you, let me ask you something.
Why should they be?
I can you hire a person and make them be your own private ventilator?
No. Well, I'm in Vegas.
Put the tube in, Granny.
And Netherlands.
Oh, yeah.
Not here. Let's see what's going on at the Drudge Report first, because that's the first one I opened.
Okay. Shit.
Final days, rare work meeting.
Oh!
Golly, who are they talking about?
Thank you so much! Thank you so much.
He's literally
for
been doing nothing. I read that he, like, he waddles into the Oval, hangs out, does nothing except yell and scream and complain, and then waddles back to go watch television.
Yeah.
And just watches TV all the time.
Right. Well, he's sad. You know, a lot of these guys, these maggots, are sad to the point of debilitation. Some have become dehydrated.
Well, that's good.
I know.
I mean, if they recognize that, that they lost, but there's still a whole bunch of them out there that swear up and down that he's still going to win. Trump is still going to be president.
But, like, what does that even mean? Do you know how many people in that circle of his have the Rona? 130 Secret Service have been quarantined. Did you see that shit?
Yeah, they must hate him.
Oh, my God.
God, they must fucking hate him.
I want to apologize to the Secret Service. I apologize to you. I apologize that in 2016, there was a whole slew of Americans who thought that your lives should be put in danger to protect this fucking rapist lunatic. My God, I'm so fucking sorry.
And not from bullets.
This is insane. No, this is not cool.
He's
man.
Asking them to throw themselves in front of a virus for him.
But he doesn't see it like that for some reason. He doesn't see it like that because he's the guy that demanded he have a parade like he's some whacked out
he never
authoritarian
got his
in a limo going around Walter Reed.
Oh, that parade, yeah.
Oh, the military parade?
More than 100. Remember they told him he couldn't drive tanks? Down Pennsylvania Avenue because it would fuck everything up.
How does that
surprisingly
even help?
Our roads aren't built for Sherman tanks.
I
or whatever.
Think, I listen.
Don't text me with whatever or email me with whatever shit. The tanks we're using
what the
now.
Shit, are you fucking talking about? Listen,
Sherman tanks we haven't used all since 1948.
We used the Cleveland steamers.
More than 100 U.S. Secret Service officers are either infected with the COVID or have been told to quarantine because of close contact with someone who has.
Oh, God. Rachel Maddow is currently quarantined. Did you know that?
She's middle of last week, right?
She said she was exposed by someone close to her.
Maybe it's her wife.
God, listen, keep Rachel Maddow from getting the fucking corona. Can we at least have that? Jesus.
The number included only those who are part of the service's 1,600-member uniformed division, which generally has the most contact with the public as they perform screening at events and patrol the White House grounds. The source declined to comment on the number of infections and quarantines within the Corps of Agents.
Oh, okay.
Including those in the protective division who maintain the closest contact with the president and other top White House officials.
They declined. Why? To say how many... The source declined to say how many what? I mean, so...
In the actual division that guards the president, the agents, they didn't... That 100 doesn't come out of them.
Oh, okay. So it's just... But it's just out there.
These are the more of the frontline agents who, you know, like screen everybody coming into events, and
they look for counterfeit like money too, right?
And stand there and scan the crowd. And
why does the Secret Service do that?
Oh, I don't know.
Because I've seen that in movies, and I just
it's very a treasury odd thing
me.
Maybe.
I don't know.
So let's see. That was the Drudge.
Yes.
God, that was Wisconsin bleeding out on me inadvertently. I apologize. My Wisconsin popped out. I lived there for, you know, six, seven years.
Well, whoever you know there, message them and tell them to wear a fucking mask, because the numbers in Wisconsin holy fuck, dude.
Yeah, it ain't pretty.
No.
It ain't pretty tall.
I mean, it's, you know, it's, I think it's Wisconsin and Alaska have the highest per 100,000 or something.
It is Faithless Friday, but don't forget everybody.
Oh, wait. God, I forgot about Jesus. I really did for a second. Oh, well, can you believe
that?
That's
a fatal flaw. In,
Jesus, guys.
Especially in this part of the state.
God, Christians, you guys.
In this part of the country.
What's happening, Christians? Are you giving up? I forgot about you for a second. Jeez.
That's the story there.
Yay.
Where was the Drudge report? Oh, yeah. Final Day's Rare Work Meeting was the headline. At the Drudge. Trump will make his first public comments since his election defeat. With an address today, which I think...
It's happening right now,
is
man.
Happening either at this moment or happened. I think it might have... It was supposed to be at 4, but he might have been, you know... He may have been... socially late.
I saw it on the chat log that I think it is happening at 4 o'clock.
But it was 4 Eastern. Oh, so I think it was an hour ago.
I wonder what he said. Is he said, I'm not leaving.
I'll have some clips. Oh,
well, he might have.
Mikey Pence spoke. This is all about the virus.
Oh, okay.
And the... I saw somebody tweet earlier that they think he's going to spike the football and claim credit for the Pfizer,
the vaccine.
The vaccine, yeah.
But it doesn't work. We don't know that it works. We don't know a lot about it. What is he talking about? There's no vaccine.
Claiming victory that his project or Operation Warp Speed or whatever the fuck.
Jesus.
That Pfizer was in on it, and Pfizer was like, well, actually, we're not. But he lies. Here, I know you're going to find this shocking.
That didn't make any... Okay.
Pfizer said it wasn't part of Warp Speed, but that turned out to be a unfortunate misrepresentation.
That's a lie.
So the unveiling of this vaccine starts with everything else, just like everything else, with bullshit. Does that make you want to go take this shit?
Well, Pfizer had nothing to do with it.
Oh, okay. So this story
Fauci's been talking about how great he thinks this is.
Oh,
so,
okay. So this story
is I'm
just
all in.
Independent bullshit.
This is Trump trying to claim credit for someone that came up with it that wasn't in his little club.
Oh, okay.
Pfizer was off doing their own thing. They didn't do his Operation Warp Speed.
So this is just Trump being Trump.
Apparently they weren't one of his golf buddies. Like,
good God.
Like the Warp Speed ones.
Man, you're Trump. Well, here's what I don't understand. Someone came up with a vaccine. My response is applause.
Well,
clapping.
He's applauding himself.
Oh, well, he didn't come up
unfortunate
with
unfortunate misrepresentation. They are part... That's why
it is kind of sullen Trump, by the way.
God,
it's not happy Trump.
He is such an asshole.
Think 40. How many days do we? No, 60. How many fucking days do we have until we're done with him?
If Obama was making this announcement, he would say, my fellow Americans, I'm happy to announce we have a vaccine, you know, something like that. It would be positive.
Well, of course.
This is not positive,
but cautious.
Yes, absolutely.
He would be saying, make sure you stay in, make sure you socially distance, make sure you wear your mask, make sure you wash your fucking hands.
Right.
Stop licking things.
Stop dying if you can help it.
We gave them the $1.95 billion, and it was an unfortunate mistake that they made when they said that. We will work to secure an emergency use authorization, which should be coming down extremely soon. And my administration.
Oh, God. I'm not going to miss this at all.
Administration will then coordinate the distribution of the vaccine, and it will be approved. I think, again, it will be approved very, very quickly.
God, he just sounds bizarre, doesn't he? Why doesn't he sound happy? It's a vaccine.
Why doesn't he? Because they called Georgia today. That's
God,
why he doesn't.
Who gives a shit?
That's why he doesn't sound happy.
We
that's the nail in his coffin. Now he would have to. He would have to cheat in five states.
Well, okay. God,
it's just not going to happen.
We're talking about a vaccine for the fucking coronavirus. You're
well,
all
here. You're listening. He's very upbeat.
Okay.
And quick recovery. By giving the vaccine to high-risk individuals right away, we'll dramatically reduce hospitalizations and deaths. Case levels are high, but a lot of the case levels are high because of the fact that we have the best testing program anywhere.
We have a lot of cases because we're testing. Donnie.
That is like,
tell us why the hospitals are full in Mississippi. Tell us why the hospitals are filling in a whole bunch of other fucking places.
But I think what you're missing is he's seeing the silver lining.
Oh, right.
His testing is so accurate.
I don't want
it. It's finding all this coronavirus. Is that what he's saying, though? Or is he complaining about the testing?
Both.
Why is he?
We have the best testing anywhere.
But that's revealing coronavirus. So what? Is that a personal attack upon you?
Upon him?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Everything's a personal attack upon him. We've learned that.
It's not funny that so many people are going and have died from this shit because of
that didn't have to
the fucking deep flaws and whatever the fuck is going on with this fucked up motherfucker, his psychology, his psychosis.
Northern Mississippi, the health department reports there are no ICU beds available at two different hospitals.
Okay.
Mississippi seeing a severe surge in COVID-19 cases, hospitals under extreme stress.
Everybody stay the fuck home, motherfuckers.
But my freedom.
But my freedom to end up in a fucking land.
I have a medical exemption.
Great. Do you mind if we throw your body in a burn pit and pour gasoline on it after you're dead? Is that fine with you? Will you sign off on that?
Anywhere in the world, we've developed the most and the best tests, and we test far more than any other country, so it shows, obviously, more cases. By vaccinating the elderly and the high risk, we will...
Per capita, we're nowhere near testing in other countries. We have 350 million fucking people.
I'm so glad that this wasn't Ebola.
370.
Aren't you? Huh? Are you glad this wasn't Ebola?
TBD.
So it shows, obviously, more cases. By vaccinating the elderly and the high risk, we will effectively end this phase of the pandemic and quick recovery. By giving the vaccine to...
It looped. I was watching the dog. This is a successful Kong stuff. This is 26 minutes now.
Successful Kong stuff.
Still working on it.
Giving the vaccine. He really does sound subdued. You're right. Do you think he's on a Xanax? What's on board with this fucking buffoon bag of fascist?
He's thinking ahead to I read an article that literally probably a mountain of indictments and seizures are waiting for him on January 21st.
Like property?
And probably a divorce decree.
I'm about to be a Donald!
Right away, millions of doses will soon be going out the door. They're already waiting for that final approval. As soon as April, the vaccine will be available to the entire general population. with the exception of places like New York State, where... Here we go.
He's got to shit on New York.
Is this a vendetta against Cuomo?
Yeah, you lost. You lost, Donnie.
But Cuomo's one person. The rest of that state, Donald, you are, sadly for those people, you are their president.
Oh, Buffalo loves him.
Do they really?
Yeah, Northern New York and shit. They
love Upper Trump?
Yeah, it's very red.
Why?
There's areas of New York. Buffalo is where those asshole cops are that were.
Oh, yeah.
Remember they had those protests? They knocked over that old man shit?
Oh, yeah. Boy, people suck.
In places like New York State, where for political reasons, the governor decided to say, and, you know, I don't think it's good politically. I think it's very bad from a health standpoint, but he wants to take his time on the vaccine. He doesn't trust where the vaccine's coming from.
He really looks so sad and so angry and so low energy.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Now he's lashing out at Cuomo for no reason.
Donald, let's get real. any effective distribution of this vaccine ain't coming for your administration. I believe the Biden task force will be handling that.
Which already exists, BT Dubs. Yes,
thank shitting Christ. And also, like, what's up with the elephant in the room? I mean, I'm sorry, Donald. Are you conceding?
No, he won't. No.
But is he not going to address that? He just lost the election. And he's claiming coming from he didn't the greatest lose.
Companies anywhere in the world, greatest labs in the world. But he doesn't trust the fact that it's this White House, this administration. So we won't be delivering it to New York until we have authorization to do so. And that pains me to say that this is a very successful.
Wait, did Cuomo say he's not going to allow the vaccine in until he said he wouldn't allow a Trump vaccine in? Did Cuomo just say he's not going to allow the Pfizer vaccine in?
I have no idea.
If it turns out to be good?
I think what he's worried about is the Trump administration handling the distribution of the vaccine, which
it was going to be shitty. You can't be shitty.
And let's be real.
Well, they won't be.
They aren't going to do it.
Well, they won't be.
There's no Trump care. There's no infrastructure.
Next April, there is no Trump.
Right.
They're not going to be distributing it.
Let me explain something to you. If they leave a plan to Biden for distributing the vaccine, I think Biden is going to take the Trump plan and wipe his asshole with it. And use his plan, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's not going to be a Trump plan. There's no Trump plan.
Right. Well, let me ask you something. Will Ben Carson be replaced at HUD?
If they even remember that he's there.
Yeah.
Did you see there was a report that...
Is he dying of coronavirus? Or?
Oh, I don't know. Did you see there was a report of some aide that said... That alleges that the only reason that Ben Carson and some other guy were on like the Corona task force is because they're his black friends.
Jeez.
He wanted to because he knows that the COVID is disproportionately hitting people of color.
Right.
That
gosh,
he figured, you know, he'd put Ben Carson and this other guy on. That's the allegation. That was the reasoning behind it.
It's the worst pandemic since that one in 1918, you know, and you would like to think that our best people are on this and that people naming people to the task force are digging deep and really thinking deeply about who should be on the task force, not like, oh, it's affecting black people. Let me put two of the only black people I know on it.
Well, right.
That's it.
You know, somebody thought that. God. Seems like, wow, it looks awfully white. We should throw a couple of brown ones on there.
Ben Carson's a doctor, though, right? He's a fucking doctor. The man's a doctor.
Well, so, there's that bonus, yeah.
Dr. Atlas is a doctor.
Yeah, I might trust Ben Carson over Dr. Atlas at this point.
Wow. Dr. Ronnie is a legislator now.
Amazing vaccine at 90% and more. But so the Governor Cuomo will have to let us know when he's ready for it. Otherwise, we can't be delivering it to a state that won't be giving it to its people immediately. And I know many, I know the people of New York very well. I know they want it.
God, what a whiny little bitch. So we're not going to give it to him. So, okay. He doesn't want it. We're not going to give it to him.
He's playing, and what you said is so true. He's playing out a little drama that's never going to fucking take place. What do you think about this election you just lost, you piece of shit? What do you think about that?
So the governor will let us know when he's ready. He's had some very bad editorials recently about this statement and what's happened with respect to nursing homes and his handling of nursing homes. And I hope he doesn't
Chanel Rion must have written a scathing editorial over at OAN.
Oh, by the way, yes. Let's talk about the scathing reviews of Cuomo. You just lost the election. You just got fired.
Handled this as badly as he's handled the nursing homes. But we're ready to provide it as soon as they let us know that they'll actually use it. And again, it's a very safe and a great vaccine. Already we have among the lowest case fatality rates in our country.
Anyway.
Blah, blah, blah. Guys, boy. I mean, what a fucking ass. He just... You lost the election to Sleepy Joe Biden, who got more votes than any other person in motherfucking history for president.
Yeah, but he got the second most votes for any person. And you know what? I don't want to shit on your balloon.
And Donald, I'll say this. You are just a sad reflection of a lot of people that are out there. And it's a fucking shame. It's tragic. What you've shown America about itself is tragic and sad and putrid. No offense.
So, then here it says he appears to catch himself.
Yes.
And hundreds of thousands of jobs every single day. Ideally, we won't go to a lockdown. I will not go. This administration will not be going to a lockdown. Hopefully, the whatever happens in the future, who knows which
administration. Whoa!
He was about to say the Biden administration.
Damn!
He was about to say the Biden administration.
He doesn't want to be there.
Down. Hopefully, the whatever happens in the future, who knows which administration it will be. I guess time will tell. But I can tell you, this administration will not go to a lockdown. There won't be necessity. Lockdowns cost lives, and they cost a lot of problems.
Cost a lot of problems?
A lot of problems.
They cost a lot of problems?
He is high as shit. Or he's on some odd cocktail of antidepressants. What do you think he's on right now? Is he on something to make him Xanax? Is he Xanaxy?
Listen to Alex Azar.
Oh, jeez. He's the health and human services.
Thank you, Mr. President, for providing the leadership that's gotten us where we are today. The success that Operation Warp Speed has realized so far has been made possible only because of the bold vision you announced not even 6 months ago right here in the Rose Garden.
God, what a well-spoken cum dumpster.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ. Alex, hey, Alex, where are you going to work after this, you goddamn Nazi fascist bootlicker fuck?
Who is this?
Where does he go, though? Where does Alex Azar go for work?
Some think tank. He'll be on some board somewhere. He'll be a lobbyist or something like that.
Shit,
some slimy job.
God, that is some just outstanding, like, knob slobbing right there. God, you know?
Hi, Mr. President. Shit.
Mr. President, thank you for allowing me to continue service of our great nation as the co-leader with Dr. Moncef Slaoui on this mission.
They're really licking his balls on the... but then...
Uh-oh.
It was your vision that we could harness the ingenuity and the creativity of America's greatest pharmaceutical and research companies to speed in record time a vaccine that would save American lives. You told the American people that we would have a vaccine before the end of the year, and some scoffed at that timetable. But I can tell you, the team on Operation Warp Speed didn't. These great research companies didn't.
Who is that?
Good God.
Who is that?
Mike Pence.
Oh, my God. So gross, man. God. You know, Mike, I don't know what happens to your political career after this. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you do. Mike!
Oh, he's
Pence!
Running for president in 2024.
Shut the fuck
oh, have no doubt.
Up.
Have
he
no doubt.
Is
him and
devoid
and
of anything.
Tom Cotton has bought a power buffer for his nipples to get those things shiny for 2024. He is out. In force.
They're sparking. The nipples are sparking.
Lying, by the way, about Reverend Warnock.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see that bullshit?
No.
Oh, no, I got to look it up. But I think I read enough of the story. Reverend, what? As I look it up,
yes.
Reverend Warnock was arrested in like 2002 or something, like way the fuck back.
Yeah, yeah.
Under. I think they said it was suspicion of like child neglect or child abuse or something like that, let me see here.
But
regardless, what it turned out was he like ran a youth home or something.
Okay.
And somehow he got involved with the police and argued with the police demanding that a 17-year-old that was like in his care had to have a lawyer present.
Oh.
It was something like that.
So he was advocating for
and
someone.
It was bullshit. And they even ended up apologizing, like the prosecutors and shit.
Okay.
Everything was dropped.
Right.
And it literally was him doing the right thing and trying to make sure that the 17-year-old was
got representation.
Had a lawyer sitting with him before the police could question him.
That's good. That's a good thing. I mean, shit. Still vote for the guy. That's good. He's advocating for someone, you know. And I believe who is Warnock running against? Is that
Perdue?
Oh, I thought Ossoff.
No, wait, that's Ossoff. Loeffler.
Oh, Loeffler. Well, that's the person that was the insider.
Yeah, I think he's got him.
Come the fuck on.
The latest polls, not that we should trust him anymore, but the latest polls do seem to suggest that he's doing better than her.
Right. I mean, come on.
And in fact, all day, hashtag corrupt Kelly was trending because they found something else about her.
I mean, Jesus, man, the guys fighting the cops to make sure this kid, a 17-year-old, has a lawyer.
Right.
I don't see, you know.
Tom Cotton tweeted, in 2002, when the police investigated suspected child abuse at Raphael Warnock's church camp for children, Warnock was arrested, for obstructing the investigation. He told the cops, you can't talk to my kids unless they have a lawyer.
Right, right.
And the cops arrested him for obstructing and being black in 2002.
Okay, Tom. Okay. If you're worried about child abuse at youth homes and churches and shit like that, then start looking. Start looking. And I bet you'll find some in a bunch of these whacked out evangelical. Where is Tom Cotton a representative? What's his name?
Arkansas.
Look in Arkansas. I am sure you can find some gay therapy camps or some horrible shit going on. But it's not at this Warnock thing, you stupid asshole.
Investigators tracked down a 17-year-old staffer on their own who agreed to an interview, returned to the office, and closed the door. Within 10 minutes, Warnock and another minister entered and asked to be present through the interview. Police asked him to leave. Warnock refused and said either he or a parent needed to be there.
Because
the investigators moved to a nearby picnic table, and Warnock again urged police not to talk to the counselor without her lawyer present.
Yeah.
The charges were dropped in October 2002. Deputy State's Attorney Tracy Gilmore blamed some miscommunication between authorities and the ministers for the initial decision to charge Warnock. Quote, they were very helpful with the continued investigation. She said of Warnock and the other minister, it would not have been a prudent use of resources to have prosecuted them.
Right, right. So they advocated for this person. They
They fucked up. The police fucked up.
Right. What? Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
And there was miscommunication in the charging. And when they figured out what was going on, they dropped all the charges. And then they found out that they were being very helpful with the investigation.
And, you know, and I'm just saying, there are Warnock is a Democrat, and there are stories on the Republican side that involve children and things like this that don't end up so nice. Don't you think?
Yeah.
So anyway,
but that's what they're attacking him for.
That's stupid. That's a nothing.
Will the media ask Raphael Warnock why he interfered with the police investigation? Why will the media ask him why he did that? Yeah, it's a 17-year-old kid working for
me. Right. Why is Loeffler selling her stocks with information about the coronavirus that she was not sharing with her constituents?
And Purdue did the same fucking thing. I just saw something this morning. He had casino stocks that after that secret briefing about the COVID, suddenly he sold all of his casino stocks and turned around and bought like Pfizer and medical supply stocks.
Well, listen,
now,
Pat,
it's just a coincidence.
Oh,
I'm
yes.
Sure.
How else do you think the stock market is supposed to do so well when the rest of the country is in the toilet? Shit like, do you think shit like that happens often or just every now and then? It's rare that cheating goes on.
Wait, how many times a week do you mean? Or
no, really. I mean, does that happen a lot?
Of course.
I don't know. I don't train. I mean, people say like, you know, you get an insider or whatever the fuck. And so they'll say, well, let's just say somebody finally developed a jetpack that's not deadly to wear and tool around in. And I said, you should invest in.
But that one dude who was on film at a White House event getting the call from somebody who said, holy shit, our drug doesn't work. We just had 18 people die on our, they didn't, but
that was that Democrat,
it was a big
right?
drug. I thought he was Republican.
He was, but I was it was kidding. A big, that's a Republican.
It was a big, drug trial and he invested. And the drug was like in 2 days going to be announced that it went tits up and tens of millions of dollars down the drain.
Oh,
and the stock was going to plummet because it was a shit drug. And this guy literally like on this that night can be seen at a White House event, getting the call and then turning around and calling his son right away. Dump your stock. He did get thrown out of Congress, right? He did get
right.
Caught.
Yeah, he did. He might have gotten in.
I think he
with
yeah.
Law
I think he got
people.
Sentenced. Yeah,
right. Republicans. I said Democrats, but I was wrong because that's a Republican thing. Sorry.
I think we're cutting in and out here.
Shit.
I think we're having some buffering issues here at Crab Diving.
A lot of people don't.
Thanks
know
for tweeting
this.
Us that. Thanks for tweeting us.
Thanks for the twats. And I want to say this. A lot of people don't understand what Florida is like. And it's the third world. You know what I mean? Like we're slowly slipping into a third world here. We barely have any streetlights.
Yes.
We don't even have a fence in the backyard. You know what I mean?
Right, right. And it's going to be months for a roof.
Yeah, we got a tarp over our fucking roof. Florida is one big tarp.
In this neighborhood, especially, they're months behind because there's only so many roofers,
you know,
in the area.
And this state was good enough to vote for that minimum wage increase. And I can't tell you how many people that are worried this is going to ruin the economy. Increasing the minimum wage.
Oh, right. Sorry, I'm just trying to fix our stream here and see if there's anything I can. Oh, I think we're back. Oh, well, thank you. Thanks.
Give yourself some applause for fixing the stream.
At M.A. Nelson.
Yeah, wee wee.
Thank
you.
Okay, we've got McSally officially conceded.
No!
That's amazing.
Oh, wow. See, Trump, see?
Shocker.
I'm really actually shocked that Trump went out and had a press conference now, and he didn't say shit about the election.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't get to the end of it. We were still playing it, I think.
Oh,
but,
okay. That seems like the elephant in the room.
I'm going to go get her an ice cream.
Oh, okay.
And because I think there's one piece in that Kong toy, and now I feel like it's abuse that she's been going for like 40 minutes trying to get
absolutely.
This thing because I think she's now being a little crazy.
You know, At Vile Experience sent me a video of this animal. Well, I guess it's an alligator. Is it amphibian? And this fucking dinosaur is so huge, and it's walking on some golf course in Naples.
What? Did you read the article?
Yeah, I saw it, but it's called High Walking. I watched a video of the fucking thing. I didn't read the article. I watched
the
video.
They don't do it often where they like put their legs straight down. Like a lot of times they put their legs sideways and down a little bit so that they shuffle more. But they do have the ability to straighten out their legs. And the reason it looks so weird is because that guy, 10, 11 feet of him, was out high walking.
Honey.
So he had his legs extended, and it looks really weird and creepy. He looks like a fucking dinosaur.
Is that what they do when they go to the high walking?
That's why they said it's normal.
Oh, okay. Well, fuck that. That looks insane. And is that the position they're in when it's time to eat? When they're hunting something?
No, usually you're under the water being limbs ripped off.
But alligators can run very fast.
Yes.
And to outrun them, you're supposed to run in a zigzag pattern. And I wonder if that has something to do with their high walking.
Yeah, well, and inertia.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Well, no, if they're high walking their inertia, there's more wind resistance, right? Because their profile isn't as low to the ground, right?
They're not going that fast.
They are. I swear to God, alligators can sprint like 30 miles.
Well,
an
they
hour.
Can. Yeah, but it's not. The drag isn't going to be that huge of a difference.
Shit, man.
They're built like torpedoes.
True. I know.
And
but they can
water.
Chase you 20 miles an hour. That's the maximum in water. What is it on land? How fast can a crocodile run on land?
What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. So that was the Tom Cock and Warnock bullshit.
A Nile crocodile can run 22 miles an hour on land. Fuck that shit. Fuck that.
Yeah. Hope the Egyptians are fast.
Jeez, this is an albino alligator. I didn't know that existed.
We've got the... Oh, it says this is a really, really big deal. Let me click on this.
Oh, shit.
Oh, we like Gretchen Whitmer.
Yeah.
Environmental and indigenous. Oh, it's time for some good news. Environmental and indigenous activists are celebrating today.
Oh, yes, yes.
After
yes.
Democratic Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer took action to shut down the decades old Enbridge Line 5 oil and natural gas pipelines running under the Straits of Mackinac.
Yay!
Narrow waterways that connect Lake Huron and Lake Michigan to the Great Lakes.
Yes.
Citing the threat to the Great Lakes as well as, quote, persistent and incurable violations by Enbridge. Huh. You mean an oil and natural gas company said, fuck your rules and fuck your violations? My profits are more important?
So,
shock.
So because it's incurable, she shut it down. She's like, there's no way to clean this up, so we're shutting it down. So listen, Proud Boys, and whoever the fuck lives there, this doesn't give you license to, quote-unquote, citizen arrest your governor, right?
Well, TBD.
You got to tell them that, because they're so dumb.
Whitmer and Michigan DNR, Department of Natural Resources.
Oh, shit.
Director Dan...
We have that?
Eichinger? I don't know. We had one in Wisconsin.
Oh.
We had a DNR, right? It's Florida, so...
Trump got rid of that.
I gotta say, DNR. I don't know, yeah.
It's like...
Especially just the racist who is going crazy.
Governor
here.
Date rape.
We're gonna have to cover more Florida shit, because he's going full batshit.
Can I shoot you right now?
Full
or no?
Bore on a whole bunch of stuff.
Legally in Florida, I think I can shoot you. I wouldn't.
I'm feeling threatened by what I think you said.
Pow!
Bang, 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 bang.
Pow, pow, pow.
The Michigan Attorney General asked the Ingram County Circuit Court to validate. Says that the Canadian fossil fuel giant, that their 1953 easement allowing them to operate the pipelines is being revoked and terminated.
Damn! Your easement has been revoked. And terminated. Pack up your knives.
They're giving them until May 2021 to stop operating the pipeline.
What?
Allowing for an orderly transition that protects Michigan's energy needs over the coming months. So,
see, this is what I don't understand. Can't you say, stop right now,
well, they're using them right now, so, you know, they need to...
Solar, baby.
Figure something out.
Turn on the solar.
Well, they don't have that, hence they need a year to work on some shit.
Well, that's great news.
Enbridge has routinely refused to take action to protect our Great Lakes and the millions of Americans who depend on them for clean drinking water and good jobs, she said.
Yeah.
The governor. They have repeatedly violated the terms of the 1953 easement by ignoring structural problems that put our Great Lakes and families at risk. Most importantly, Enbridge has imposed on the people of Michigan an unacceptable risk of catastrophic oil spill in the Great Lakes that could devastate our economy and way of life. That's why we're taking action now, and why I will continue to hold accountable anyone who threatens our Great Lakes and fresh water.
Right, and I think that is a great way to be, because...
Can you imagine an Exxon in one of the Great Lakes?
No.
It would be unbelievably devastating.
God, that's crazy. And also, like, Michigan really needs to turn around how they handle water. Because they have a lot of negative stories about water over the years. And, you know.
It's Faithless Friday, y'all. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
Time is flying by.
Jesus.
Already.
Right. Are you still an atheist? Anything happened to make you
not yet
go back?
Okay. If I win that lotto, maybe.
Shelby, do you still believe in nothing?
I've got a... Oh, wait.
We got 306 because people came out and voted like they've never seen before. So that's the way it goes. I guess it was the biggest electoral college win since Ronald Reagan.
That was Trump. Now all 50 states have officially been called. It is Biden 306.
Oh,
Trump 232.
Damn,
that was Trump in 2016.
Fucking loser. Donald Trump. You are a fucking loser. I don't know how else to say it. You rapist fuckhead, but you are a loser.
Poor Donald.
He's a loser, though, right?
He's so sad.
But he is. He lost. Mm-hmm. Do you call the election for Biden?
Well, yeah. And if one of the theories, some of the shit that's coming out of the reports is that those two morons, Don Jr. and Eric, have been goading him on, saying, "You got to fight, Dad. That your people want you to fight. Keep fighting, Dad. Keep fighting, Daddy." And that Ivanka and Melania and probably Jared, who the fuck knows? He's probably off curing cancer. That they're telling him, you know, you should concede and save some face.
Yes.
And that. It also is going to look like you lose twice, because you're going to lose all of these court battles.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really going to look like you're losing over and over and over just losing.
You're going to lose,
yeah.
And then you were going to, like, verify that you fucking lost. And Donald, your kids suck, especially Don Jr. and Eric. They are horrendous, horrible people, and you should not take their advice. Do you agree? I mean, and your son, Don.
Well,
is,
I think he knows. He knows they're stupid.
Don
Jr. hates them.
He's a fucking dullard. Imagine, you have people over, very wealthy people. I want you to come over, and I want you to donate to my dad's presidential campaign. This is how I like to tug on my girlfriend or wife, whatever the fuck, Kimberly Guilfoyle. These are how I like to tug her nipples.
What do you think of my thighs?
Hey, oh God.
And so we petition you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you not allow the enemies of the church to gloat.
Do you hear that in the background? Yeah, there's a ribbity bombo in the background. But listen to her. Don't allow the enemies of the church to gloat. Too bad. Don't listen to our show.
Fuck you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, that you not allow the enemies of the church to gloat over the church, to not let the enemies of our president, not let the enemies of those that you have selected, those who stand for you, those who stand for your name, to not let the enemies say, we have defeated them. Don't let them say it, Lord. Don't let them say it. Don't let them say it.
Oh, my God. These people are so crazy. This is Terry Pearson's again.
Yes.
And... But she's on the Copeland Network.
Oh,
she's on Kenneth Copeland's money train.
Everybody's getting paid.
Rabidi bibam, bogalaga banda, rakatatobo.
Weird, man.
Nambala.
It's like Nambala?
I don't know. It is so insane.
Scribidi bombidu. You guys, stop giving them money. Stop giving them money. Listen to them, to laugh at them. Laugh at them, but don't send them cash.
2008, when Barry Sotoro, the guy from Kenya that ran for president of the United States.
Oh, God. Is that Rick Wiles?
It's Rick Wiles.
Jesus, you sad fuck.
I ask and we receive.
Explain to me what Barry Sotoro means. What is that?
That's the conspiracy theory name for Obama that before he became Barack Obama and that fake birth certificate popped up, that he was going by the name of Barry Sotoro.
Where did they get that name from?
His mom married the dude in Kenya.
Okay, so that was his last name. This is so stupid,
right? Right.
Brari taritatai. Busida,
the Indonesian guy.
Burritututututa. I'm not trying to make fun of it. I'm legit trying to speak in tongues. So I know it might sound like trying to do some funny Asian voice. And that is, I just want you to know that is not the case. I'm trying to sound like,
sounds like Star Wars.
It really does. And I'm not trying to do that either. It's like that.
As a child in Indonesia, Obama was called Barry.
Okay.
And sometimes was referred to as Barry Sotoro because that was his stepfather's name.
Oh, my God. Okay, there's a tremendous
And sometimes Barry
here.
Obama using his father's surname.
Oh, my when God.
When he was 10 years old, Obama returned to Honolulu to live with his maternal grandparents, Madeline and Stanley Dunham, and he resided continuously in the United States since 1971 under the name Barack Obama, which is on his birth certificate.
It's tremendously scandalous what you're saying. What are we going to do about this? Oh, my gosh. Call QAnon right now. You dumb fucks. Rick
2008, Wiles. When Barry Sotoro, the guy from Kenya that ran for president of the United States, under the name Barack Hussein Obama. His real name is Barry Sotoro.
It's literally the opposite.
Just not, and why,
his name is Barack Obama.
Why does it matter?
His stepdad was Sotoro, did not, I don't believe, officially adopt him.
What if Barack Hussein Obama said, I love that name, Sotoro. I'm going to be Barack Sotoro. There would not even be a scandal.
Well, he suggested, the conspiracy theory is that he Muslimed up.
Oh, I see.
As an adult, and he's a secret Muslim.
But it's his name changed because his mom got married or there was a different name.
Right, his mom married... Lolo or Lilo Sotoro or something like that.
Okay. Well, okay. I mean,
and Barack was his stepdad and they lived for a while.
Okay. Right. And
in Indonesia,
he's suggesting that it's scandalous that he goes by Barack Hussein Obama.
His dad was born in Kenya.
Right.
Obama.
Yes. But wait,
the guy from
they're saying he's trying to Muslim it up. But they accuse him of being a Muslim.
Well, yeah, he Muslimed up his name.
On purpose?
Yeah.
They're saying that.
He said his original name is Barry Satoru, and he changed it to Barack Hussein Obama, and that's patently not true. The birth certificate says Barack Hussein Obama.
These people are shitbags.
Eight. When Barry Satoru, the guy from Kenya that ran for president of the United States, under the name Barack Hussein Obama. His real name is Barry Satoru.
Oh, fuck you.
And when he won 2008, there was, I don't remember where they were at. It was an outdoor event, a very large Obama campaign event on election night.
Listen to the other person. He's disgusted. A large Obama event.
How disgusting. How disgusting. Because right now when Trump has large events, there's this spread of COVID-19.
Oh, were there a lot of blacks there?
Oh, shit.
This
is so stupid.
2000.
Oops.
That's like really they're scared of a large Barack Obama campaign event. Have you been to any?
Well, they love them.
I've been to I went to a Barack Obama event, I think in Chicago, when he was running for Senate, and I was just terrified the whole time. It was so scary.
There's a lot of scary people.
Yes, all those effete libs flouncing around.
All those people of color.
Oh, my God.
Gay people.
Right, all those people there just trying to be inclusive, all those social justice warriors.
2000.
Oh, fuck, I keep going backwards. Here we go. Oh, and it locks up if I try to jump forward.
My God.
Well, that's dickish.
Right. Well,
let me try one more time.
Is Barry Satoru. Well, his name was Barry Satoru.
2008.
I guess I got to start over.
Barry Satoru, the guy from Kenya that ran for president of the United States.
It sounds racist.
Under the name Barack Hussein Obama. His real name is Barry Satoru.
This is and racist.
When he won 2008, I don't remember where they were at. It was an outdoor event, very large Obama campaign event on election night. I remember the camera catching his face when it had been announced that he had won. He had a guilty look on his face. I said it to people in my home. I said, He had look at the face. He's got a guilty face.
Well, that Negro's up to something. Give me your ID, boy.
Hey, Rick. When you had people over when it was announced Barack Hussein Obama won the election. I imagine there was a lot of crazy shit said at whatever Klan party you were hosting.
So this is his theory that the Democrats always steal the election.
Oh,
and
yes.
That Obama knew he had stolen it and looked guilty when they announced he won.
Wasn't Melania crying in the White House when she found out Trump won?
Yeah, and Trump was like aghast. They said he was sheet white and like not celebrating.
God, see.
They had no intention of winning.
This is when you have to nut up, Donald, and say, listen, I fucked up. I do not want to be president. Well, please, I don't want to do it.
That theory's out there that he might just say, fuck it and leave. And
I would.
Be like, here, Mike.
That is a great idea. God.
Here's the only way you'll ever be president.
Jesus Christ.
for 2 months.
Hopefully. It is disturbing what you said on the internet.
And now, looking back, now I know that look on his face was, we just pulled off a crime.
Jesus.
He knew. I could go to prison for what we just did.
Oh, yeah. You're the toady. Oh, yeah, he knew. Sure, he knew.
Fuck yeah.
He knew. Rick.
He knew everything down to the hiss.
You think that's a little racist?
He looked criminal. Yeah.
That the black guy won an election and looked immediately guilty because he stole it.
Well, it's not quite like Alex Jones level. It's not like Alex is saying if you look at anything Barack Obama on camera, there's always flies circling his head because he's satanic or some shit. Didn't he say that?
That was Alex Jones, yeah.
And Michelle Obama has a penis. That's nice.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I mean,
it's so horrible that, you know, Alex Jones is so. I was just going to say that on the intern walk, what you said that was disturbing to me, just speaking about there's just so many people out there that have fucked up political opinions.
Yeah, yeah.
All those people that voted for Donald Trump, I mean, my initial reaction is to say, well, fuck them.
Yes.
Can't we just have more people vote than they get out to vote because they're miserable cunts? What about that strategy?
That would be nice, yeah.
And you moderate Democrats, just chill out and vote Democrat and don't get pissed off when younger Democrats want to be progressive because they're younger. It's just the way it is, dickheads. You know what I mean? Well, you know, what's wrong with that? Fuck.
You mentioned Alex Jones.
Are you going to play the song?
No. Oh.
Honestly, we and Trump, we are the holy water on these demons. I mean, it's like an exorcism.
Ooh, I'm in. I'm in.
We are the holy water on these demons. Anna
Lorraine, now over at InfoWars.
She sounds, is that Deanna Lorraine?
Yeah, that's Deanna Lorraine.
Has she been hitting the helium balloon tank or some shit?
Well, she's in Alex's compound. Who knows what's going on there?
Violence.
Honestly, we and Trump, we are the holy water on these demons. I mean, it's like an exorcism for them. We are the holy water on these demons. And they're screaming and, you know. I mean, we are, they can't take it. They are so repelled by our faith. They're so repelled by our unity. They're so repelled by our patriotism
that they kick us off every platform.
Yeah. I mean,
we're broadcasting from Alex's basement.
The spin that Trump isn't a tremendous loser. And this election, I mean, however you want to say that it was disappointing that Democrats lost some seats. Okay, that happened.
But we got the White House. Getting rid of Trump.
And there's still a chance the Democrats could take the Senate. This is a good thing. I mean, Joe Biden with a tablet full of executive orders is better than Trump. Any day of the motherfucking week.
And you know what's nice? What we're not seeing from Biden? Like, tweets.
Yeah, I mean,
calling people losers. And going after his enemies.
Yeah,
because you know why? He's doing shit.
He's busy.
He's really busy right now.
He's going to be president,
and like,
dude,
talking to foreign leaders and stuff. Yeah, and I mean,
he's going to be fucking president.
Did you see even one of those asshole Republican senators, Lankford? From Oklahoma, he said a couple days ago that if Biden doesn't start receiving the
briefing,
the forum briefing, or even the PDB, that he will see to it that he starts getting it.
Yeah.
He said, we don't know, you know, he licked Trump's hole a little bit. He said, we don't know yet who's going to be president.
Is this
Lankford? He's a senator Oklahoma.
Right.
And he said, we don't know who's going to be president, but either way, if it is Biden, he needs to hit the ground running. And to not give them these briefings, we'd be wrong. So even a couple of the Republicans, he still, like I said, was like, well, we don't know who's going to win.
You know, I know a lot of you maggots, you disgusting fucking maggots out there, very upset. And I've driven around to some of you. Really need to take these sad fucking loser signs down, you cunts. Because, you know,
we did watch that one big heavy guy in his shorts up on the balcony slowly and sadly taking down his Trump sign.
That was a college football flag. He left the maggot sign up.
Oh, I thought the Trump sign came down.
Did it? No.
I don't see it up there.
Oh, really? Well, maybe he did. Shit. But, you know, it's I'm going to tell you the worst thing that's going to happen. You'll hate this. There might be less virus out there eventually because something will be done about it, or at least he will try. I mean, let's not forget it's that Biden's going to be president. This is most people want to be president when they run for fucking president. And it's I don't know. I imagine that's a goal. He it's working. He wants his presidency to not suck. So he's doing lots of bullshit. We've just been conditioned to believe that the White House is a bowl of shit with horrible red David Lynch blood trees everywhere.
Deanne Lorraine, by the way, suspended from Twitter not too long ago.
Is Melania going to take those blood trees with her, or what's the deal with that?
She doesn't give a fuck. What is she, you know, what are they going to do for Christmas in the White House?
Save money.
Is Trump going to cancel Christmas that everybody can say now?
That is a great idea. Take that money that you would have used to decorate the White House and give it to some poor children so they can fucking eat or something. Do not invite. God damn it. This is a real issue, dude. We're coming up on the holiday season in the White House. And what does this motherfucker, this orange bag of Adderall, like more than raping, more than McDonald's, more than a banker? He likes saying Merry Christmas.
Golf. Oh.
And he likes having these Christmas parties. They better not have shit because they're spreaders.
Oh yeah, here's a good tweet. We can disagree and still be friends. Does not apply to racism, sexism, homophobia, or transphobia.
Yeah, suck it. Honestly. Deal breakers, motherfuckers.
You see Trump's losing some of these law firms now?
Yeah. it can't
like
be any
two or
fun.
Three of these lawsuits, they're like, we're out of here, man. This is cray.
And also, if they're large law firms, aren't they in danger of losing businesses? I mean, do you want to?
Well, right.
You're propping up. You're a law firm.
Reputation is huge in the law biz, right?
Yeah. And you, hey, listen, if you're a big corporation making a law firm, making lots of fucking money in this country, you benefit from this country. So why would you want to represent a guy who's skull fucking us right in the face, in the skull?
Well, especially with no evidence.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's merit to it, you know, represent away. But
isn't that
when
like,
there's literally nothing, when you're sending your lawyers in there to say, when the judge says, what evidence you've got? And you're like, well, you know, it could happen.
Well, I mean, if you're a lawyer, ethically, are you allowed to take cases that you know are caca? Are you? I don't know.
I don't know.
Idea. Google that, Shelby, if you don't mind.
Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jeebus.
This is, you remember a few days ago we played Kenneth Copeland doing this.
The media said what? The media said Joe Biden's president.
Oh my God.
This goes on for 40 seconds.
Did they have an outbreak?
What?
Did they have a coronavirus?
Oh, no. We've got a new clip from Pastor Copeland.
Yay!
From his office.
Oh, okay.
For those that might have the idea that I hate Joe Biden, I do not.
Who cares?
No.
Somebody figured out that Joe Biden's going to be president.
Right.
For those that might have the idea.
The idea.
That I hate Joe Biden. I do not. No, I don't. I love him. I pray, like I said, I prayed it today for those two. And I want you to know that should it be necessary, I apologize. If that came across that way.
Jeez.
Because I love the Lord my God.
Oh, okay. Oh boy. Wow, that's
great. With all my heart.
Oh, God.
All my soul. All my mind.
All my money. Well, not my money.
Yeah, it's just like all
that
my
you gave
pancreas.
Me, my hundreds of millions of dollars that I fleeced all you dummies out of.
Did this fuckhead ever get his new jet?
No, yeah, he's got two.
Did they ever get remodeled, or what was the deal?
Didn't he buy some... Was it a rapper's jet or some actor's jet or something? I gotta look it up.
And all my strength.
All my strength.
And I love Jesus more than I love any human being. More than I serve him with all of my heart and all of my being. And I have for 54 years. And I love you. Jeez. I don't even know you. Ugh. But I love you.
God.
We love you too. Your clips are hilarious.
Somebody restrain him.
Love you. I don't even know you. But I love you. Because.
Do you mind if I come on your face?
You know, this guy is, he's very slight. He looks like a tiny dude, right? With a giant fucking head. Don't you think?
Well, yeah, he's 85, right? Or something like that.
But I mean, I'm just saying, he looks like Jeff Sessions, doesn't he?
I don't even know you, but I love you. Because Jesus is my Lord. Amen.
What are those noises? They're like, is he farting? Or is
I think
it...
that's his mouth skin. You know, and
is he
and
getting a Hummer?
Absolutely.
Under the desk?
Jesus has my penis in his mouth.
God, what a fraud.
You know, I just, whenever I hear this guy, I just think about somebody like tied up and he's got a couple of knives and he's a serial killer because he sounds about.
He's really creepy.
That they all, but you know, man, they all sound like this.
Yeah.
They all sound like this. And they all have that whacked out hairstyle he has, kind of like that bouffant
dyed
thing going.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. They all have that. Jesus is my Lord. Oh, my God. Don't kill me.
Let's see.
I heard a leader in the body of Christ say that God sovereignly puts in the president. And so if Biden winds up being the one, then God is the one who put him in. And man, I just hate that. I disagree with that 1,000%. And let me just give you one scripture that if you believe the Bible, it disproves that. And that's Hosea chapter 8.
Listen to them now trying to justify
Trump.
Before it was, well, you know, God put the leader there. God decides. So, please. You know, if he put Biden there, it's for a reason. This guy's saying, well, I don't believe that at all. Please. This is Ralph or Andrew Womack.
Oh, okay. I was like, him before. Tell me he's not on the cabinet or anything like that.
Well, I mean, he might be on the same council as Paula White.
Oh, good.
And strike and strike and strike and strike and strike.
I feel an abundance of rain coming out of my asshole.
And who put him in. And man, I just hate that. I disagree with that 1,000%. And let me just give you one scripture that if you believe the Bible, it disproves that. And that's Hosea chapter 8, verse 4. And it says, and they have set up kings, but not by me. They have made princes, and I knew it not. I mean, right there, the Lord just clearly says that I wasn't a part of you.
No, the guy that wrote that.
Yes.
While a bunch of goat herders were walking by.
Yeah. It did that not take place at Helm's Deep?
Putting this king in. I'm not the one who put that prince there. God doesn't put people in who are going to kill and expand the kill.
God, I'll bet we could go back and find this asshole saying, God put President Trump there.
Is this Ned Flanders?
You know God put President Trump there.
His voice is so strange.
It's there. God doesn't put people in who are going to kill and expand the killing of babies.
They're not going to kill the babies.
We're going to expand. We can't.
God doesn't put people in.
We're going to expand the killing of babies.
Yeah, we are.
Hi.
We are.
Hi. Welcome to Antifa.
And expand the killing of babies by the millions, even babies that have been born alive. He's not the one.
Not. True,
no,
that
is.
Born alive thing is such a fucking lie.
A baby,
it makes me crazy.
A baby that has been marked for sacrifice, born alive, shall be killed dead.
They're going to go up to like the toddler stage. You're going to be able to chase them down and beat them in the head, kill them, and abort them. Say, I don't like this one. I've had them for a couple of years. I ain't that attached to them. I'm going to get rid of them.
Isn't Steven Seagal in a reality show about this where he walks in and kills the baby? He's the one that shoots them. That's insane.
Did I play this one?
They're still saying
that. I'm going to tell you something. Joe Biden is an enemy of the cross.
Amen.
He's an enemy of the cross, my friends.
Straight
Kamala
up.
Harris is an enemy of the cross.
Kamala.
Shit, yes. Fuck, yes.
Cross, my friends.
Straight
Kamala
up.
Harris is an enemy of the cross. And I will not pray that the enemies of the cross are successful.
Who cares?
And so you said, well, we're supposed to pray for those in authority. Yeah, pray that he gets saved. Pray that his mind works, but also pray in precatory psalms that he fails at what he does if it's against the Lord. Why would you pray for a man to do evil?
Oh, he's in his car.
Good God.
He's in his car, by the way.
Jesus Christ. Coach Dave, calm down. Number one.
I don't think he's moving. I don't think he's in a moving car, but he is sitting in the driver's seat.
Someone keep an eye on this guy, and who gives a fuck if you pray for the dried cum in the bottom of Pee Wee Herman's popcorn? Who gives a shit?
Precatory songs that he fails at what he does if it's against the Lord. Why would you pray for a man to do evil? Come on, church! I'm
going to taste. God damn, this guy is...
Coach Dave, way into it.
Hey, I'm in my car!
Way into it.
I'm in my Kia! He's just sitting in his car. Is he waiting to pick somebody up from, like, school or anything like that, right? He's just like...
What is today?
Could you imagine his grandkids?
Oh,
my grandfather's
Papa's
really
in the car yelling right now.
Yeah, can you come over later? I'm embarrassed.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
That's right, Pat. Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk of. Does it matter
this
who
one,
Coach Dave prays for? It doesn't matter, right?
This story I had for a couple days, and this just goes to show you that there are assholes world over.
Hell yes.
It's not the COVID, the worldwide.
COVID.
This is Lord Kilcooney.
Nine!
Kilcooney. Lord Kilcooney.
Kilcooney.
Is a lord in the House of Lords.
Jolly good. Oh, I love this. Kilcooney?
Lord Kilcooney has withdrawn his reference to Kamala Harris after being accused of racism. He's been accused of racism after posting the message, but insists there's nothing racist in his tweet.
I bet there was, Kilcooney.
He has been reported to the Commissioner for Standards and the Lord Speaker.
Standards!
The crossbench peer earlier insisted there was nothing racist in his tweet.
Yeah, yeah.
Which reads...
Right. Hey...
By the way, he's 100 years old. He looks like he's 100 years old.
This is England?
Yeah, yeah.
Do they have the iron rod and all of the... do you remember all the... The ceremonial
The rod only comes out when there's like marriages and stuff, right? Or something.
Okay.
Like
we will not bring out the rod.
In a message on, or no, when they're it's like switching parliaments or something.
Oh, okay. The golden rod.
Yeah, he's the rod guy.
Rod guy.
But it's a woman this time.
Oh, okay.
His remarks sparked furious backlash with politicians and campaigners calling on him to delete his post and apologize. I'll read the message in a second. In a message Monday afternoon, Lord Kilcooney said he had withdrawn the remark because it seems to have upset some people. He added, I did not know her name.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. He said, and I quote, what happens if Biden moves on and the Indian becomes president? Who then becomes vice president? Question mark.
God damn.
The Indian.
Well, you dumb fuck.
The Indian.
You know, I guess they're racist in other countries.
I did not know her name and identified her with the term Indian. Most people understood. Racist, no.
Right.
But he did withdraw the reference.
Then why withdraw?
But he left the tweet up.
Oh, okay.
And then deleted a little while.
What does this Kilcooney do that's so fucking great?
He's in the House of Lords. He's one of the peers.
Oh, okay. Hey, he's a legislator. Does he get a wig?
Baroness Angela Smith, the labor leader of the House of Lords, said she would report the comments to the parliamentary authorities. I'm so angry about this comment. It's despicable and beneath contempt and totally unacceptable from anyone. But especially from someone in Parliament. I'm being mean to the probably the liberator of the House of Lords.
Well, I think, well, she's doing the responsible thing, correct?
She says, I will be making an official complaint to both the Commissioner of Standards and the Lord Speaker.
Right. Jolly good.
The Lord Speaker, Lord Fowler, this is also strange. Lord Speaker, Lord Fowler said the peer should retract his comments and apologize. This is an offensive way to refer to anyone, let alone a woman who has just made history. The comment is entirely unacceptable and has no place in British politics. I could not be clearer.
Right.
I could not be clearer.
And thank you very much for not adding, that belongs across the pond with the Yanks.
Well, I guess he's had... I guess he's had troubles before. Like, he's said shit before.
Right.
Put his foot in his mouth.
His wig in his pooper. Jeez. Well, Lord Dickhead, you better learn how to be nice.
He did say, the first thing is to get in perspective. The criticism is minor. The support is massive. I've never had so many Twitter followers in one day ever. So all the other racists are now following you. Lord Fuckwad.
But Lord Fuckwad, you said Biden and the quote-unquote Indian.
And that Indian.
That, you know, I don't know what's going on in your country right now, but in our country, we are having an issue, a huge issue with racism. Oh. And when people like you say things like that, it makes the racist get big stippies and feel good about themselves.
He goes on.
No, does he really?
I'm very fond of India myself. Uh-oh. I'm a member of the British India All Party Group. I have two Indians tenants in my flats here in London, and there's nothing racist in it whatsoever.
I rent to them. They rent. I'm their landlords.
It's not the first time Lord Kilclooney, a crossbench peer, has been accused of racism after he previously described then Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar as, quote, a typical Indian.
Oh, it seems like he has a problem with Indian people.
He justified his previous tweet about Mr. Varadkar by saying, I didn't know his name at the time. Oh, he did the same thing.
Well, oh,
but
okay.
He asked if he will delete his latest message. He said, no, not indeed, because she's proud of her Indian background.
Right, and you are being negative.
I didn't call her a packy.
Right. We agree, it could have been a lot worse, but you are, see, leaders of nations and shit like that should know, why would you say that?
The 82-year-old.
Oh, you're a dumb old fuck.
Who is no longer a member of the Ulster Unionist Party, said he did not try to find out her name online before writing the tweet, asked why he did not use a search engine. Before sending the message, he replied, that's not your concern.
Yeah, it is. If I'm not your concern. And you're writing my laws and you're my representative, I'm concerned that you're so fucking stupid that you... There's all kinds of shit about Kamala Harris you can look up on the internet, fuckhead.
The Indian. To say it that way, too. The Indian.
The Indian.
If Biden has a grabber... Well, and the Indian becomes president. Who becomes vice president?
I don't know, dickhead, but we have a system. Believe it or not. And I know it's weird to say that now, but...
Well, the president, she gets to choose.
Yeah, we have a system, though, right? Yeah. It's a system. Well,
yeah, that's written down somewhere.
And
sure.
I know that's crazy coming from us, the way shit looks right now.
They drink this juice from a flower and they beat the shit out of each other to see who's the next leader.
I will trade that for the Electoral College any day of the motherfucking week. Any day of the week. Name me one Republican that could have beat up their Democratic counterpart. Name me one.
There's a couple of those crazy Republicans out there.
Yeah.
I have... there's an interview. Oh, 5:30. There's an interview out there.
Yes.
At... I don't think it's AL.com. I think it's Alabama Daily News.
Yes. Okay.
Which I don't believe I've ever been to before, but now I have. Alabama Daily News got an interview with incoming Senator Tommy Tuberville.
Oh, Tommy Tuberville.
It was quite revealing.
God.
There's a whole bunch of batshit stuff.
Was it close with Doug Jones?
I think it was relatively close. Nice. Like, not, it wasn't a blowout, I don't think.
Why did Alabama think, gosh, things are so challenging right now? Climate change, the coronavirus, income inequality. Let me pick this guy that was a football coach.
At one point in the interview, he referred to the three branches of government.
Yes.
And said,
uh-oh,
you got the House, you got the Senate, and you got the president.
No, my friend. Yeah. That's not it! The president, the judicial branch,
Alito's
and the fucking
waving.
Lawmakers.
Alito's waving over in the corner.
Most people.
Clarence Thomas is waving.
You ever, hey, dickhead, you ever, Tubin, or no, Tubin's the guy that was jacking off. This is Tuberville. They're different, right?
He also erroneously claimed that World War II was a battle against socialism.
Okay. Well.
In this interview.
Okay, so, oh, big deal. That doesn't matter. He's a senator, right? Does he need to know anything?
Oh,
million. Well,
shit.
We can count on him to vote like shit, right?
Yeah. Yeah, undoubtedly.
Well,
he's a Trumpist.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah.
Good job. See, that Sabin is your fucking senator. He'd be good.
The senator-elect for the great state of Alabama.
Oh, Jesus. He's not even like, he's a shitbag or something. He got in trouble for some shenanigans.
Oh, yeah.
Typical Republican.
Charlie Pierce over at Esquire wrote, Tommy Tuberville's Alabama Daily News interview shows just how little he knows about his new gig. I hate making this point over and over again, but electing meathead senators is different from electing meatheads to the House.
That's hilarious. But why? Why? Because senators have more to do. That's of consequence.
Charlie Pierce is great. On Thursday, we pointed out that thanks to voters in Georgia and Colorado, as well as an insanity adjacent Republican Party, the House of Representatives is about to be blessed with not one, but two QAnon believers to enliven debate over the next couple of years.
Is Tuberville a QAnoner?
No.
Oh, okay.
But did you see, oh, now I got to find it, that lunatic from Georgia at orientation was arguing with people about masks at her orientation for the House.
Who is this? Georgiana, something. God, wait. They don't like masks. Masks are important.
Marjorie Greene.
Masks are very important, though. Do you know what I mean? For not the whole not dying thing.
But I
Does
guess
anybody
the story
give a
is,
fuck about that or.
Who are we asking?
Well, you know, humans that walk around that try not to fucking die in this
humans?
Corona.
Which humans?
Well, human beings with you know, lives and shit.
She is upset about the mask mandate on Capitol Hill. She says it's oppressive.
It's you know, hey, you know what I bet is oppressive? Getting a ventilator and then slowly dying while the ventilator's shoved down your fucking throat. I bet that's oppressive, don't you think? Jesus. Humans suck.
I mean, they got a picture of her walking around going through orientation. She does have a mask on, a red, white, and blue flag mask, of course.
That's okay.
But she's upset about it.
And if you're upset, that's fine. And if you have the mask on, that's fine.
Your mask will catch your tears.
Right. And I don't know if you're infected, if you shed more virus, if you're upset. I'm serious. Does that make a difference? Your mood?
Who knows?
We don't know.
Yeah. We don't know.
Yeah.
You know, we still are learning things about
Republicans
it.
Republicans are like, we don't know. Fuck it. Who cares? Everybody go back to school in Disney World.
Newly elected House lawmakers arrived on Capitol Hill.
Yay!
This week for freshman orientation.
That's right.
And the Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican congresswoman-elect from Georgia, tweeted today, our first session of new member orientation covered COVID in Congress. Masks, masks, masks. I proudly told my freshman class that masks are oppressive. Oh, can you imagine this group of new representatives having to listen to this asshole. Even the other Republicans are like, oh, God.
In Georgia, we work out, shop, go to restaurants, go to work and school without masks. My body, my choice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And your body full of virus is going to shoot air bubbles on my body. And that's not my choice. You fucking asshole.
And she used the hashtag free your face.
God, it did that. Free your face. You know, the nerve of these assholes to frame this in some sort of pro-choice movement, like, I mean, is...
Oh, yeah, it's a civil rights movement.
Yes.
Fellow freshman Madison Cawthorn, he's the asshole that tweeted, how do you like that, libs, or something like that when he won his...
Oh, yes.
Race. Told reporters that Green had a pretty fiery exchange over the mask rule with officials doing the briefing. So these are higher ranking Republicans who now have to deal with this asshole.
You know what's really sad about that? You know who doesn't like masks? People like in this little fucking town close to us, Milton. The anti-mask fuckers from Milton from the middle of fucking nowhere. And lots of little hamlets from the middle of nowhere. Why is this at the highest levels of our government, though?
She's been among the most aggressive elected officials to back Trump's baseless claims of voter fraud, accusing, quote, the Democrats, big tech, and fake news media trying to steal the election.
You know, I want to accuse the Republicans and the QAnoner fucks of stealing the election. How do you like that?
Several of her posts about the election have been blocked by Twitter for containing misleading content, which in turn has only fueled her own claims of censorship.
Why are Republicans continuing... Why do they continue to elect people that don't want them to know things about the world they live in? Like they
That's
don't
the only way they can get voters. When Facebook removed a campaign ad, she got upset when Facebook removed a campaign ad showing her wielding a rifle warning Antifa terrorists to stay the hell out of northern Georgia.
Okay. Well, let me write that down. You podcasters better not come to North Georgia. I went to school in North Georgia for a while. It's very pretty. It really is. A lot of people don't know this. There's mountains in North Georgia.
It's kind of white, right?
It's. Yeah, man. I mean, it's North Georgia. It's white as fuck. Hi, boy. How you doing? You go take canoe rides up there in North Georgia and you make jokes. You're like, oh, shit, this is like where Deliverance is. You make jokes like, you know, what if I see some scary fucking rednecks? And, you know, one time my dad went on a canoe trip. I didn't go with my brother. And they came across some rednecks that were, they were checking their catfish lines. And they were armed, man. Mm-hmm. And it's like you're in the middle of nowhere. And you see a guy in a canoe with a gun. You know, he's just fishing.
Yeah.
But why does he have a gun in the middle? Yeah, that's exactly what you think.
It is Friday, everybody.
It is nice up there, though.
Have a good weekend. Change.
Yes.
The profoundest of fuck yous I'm sending. Did you see this story? Charles fucking Koch, the surviving Koch bro.
I did not.
Excuse me.
When does he die? Allergies. How old is he?
85.
Oh, man. You got to get some COVID, right?
He's got a new book out.
Yes.
Believe in People, Bottom-Up Solutions for a Top-Down World.
He's writing a book.
And Kansas billionaire Charles Koch now says that he regrets his partisan spending, admitting in his new book that it only made things worse.
Then give us your fucking money, dickhead.
So... He says that he's shifting his focus from intense Republican partisanship to finding unifying answers to social issues instead. Quote from the book, boy, did we screw up. What a mess.
Well, hey, yeah, and you can rot in hell, motherfucker, and I'm an atheist.
He now wants to work together with Democrats and liberals like the ACLU, the LeBron James Family Foundation, and Democratic state legislative campaigns.
Hey, Charles, here's what you should do, and you should just give people your money. Do you know what I mean? That's all you're worth is your fucking money, you loser.
Well, it sounds like he might. I congratulate Joe Biden and Kamala Harris on their victory, he said. I look forward to finding ways to work with them to break down the barriers holding people back, whether in the economy, criminal justice. I think the Koch brothers were good on criminal justice. immigration, the COVID-19 pandemic, or anything anywhere else. At the same time, I hope we all use the post-election period to find a better way forward. Because of partisanship, we've come to expect too much of politics and too little of ourselves and one another.
I'll suck my dick.
Don't forget, he's still an Ayn Rand liker.
Yeah, and this guy has given money to shitty causes that have made this country suck,
yeah,
right?
And helped destroy this country. He's the Americans for... Now, his brother was the more... I think active one, but he played along.
And that other guy fucking died.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Okay. David Koch. Oh, he was the one that ran for vice president as a libertarian a couple of times or something.
Jesus.
But they started that Americans for Prosperity. They're the ones that started that grassroots get crazy conservatives in at dog catcher on up.
So
no matter what the elected office is.
So they spend their life fucking up this country, and now all of a sudden...
At 85, now he's seeing Jesus.
Oh, yes. And now you want to rebuild your brand or your personality so when you die, people won't be waiting in line to take a shit on your gross fucking grave. Sorry, buddy. I bought my ticket. I'm number 69. This guy can go fuck himself. I mean, it is nice that he wants to give his money away, but like... I mean, you know, what happened, dickhead? Were you visited by three ghosts and it freaked you out, or Trump lost and you're seeing how much people hate them? Are you worried?
Maybe his brother had some info on him and kept him quiet all these decades.
That's it. There's something like that. An 85-year-old dickhead doesn't all of a sudden say, "Oh,
yeah,
he's not Mr. Potter in that movie."
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, he's not that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So there you go. Charles Koch.
Fuck you, Charles.
I kind of have a fuck you for you.
I have a bunch.
Mean, we appreciate the help, but you're going to understand if I don't want to hang.
No. Just bring your cash, you piece of shit.
We have... I know this is... Everyone's going to be very distraught about this.
Aw, shit.
Kanye West is threatening to leave America now that Donald Trump is lost.
You can't, though. Who takes us? Who would take us?
I can't believe this is true, but a source close to Kanye says that he is upset that he actually thought he would had a chance of getting millions of votes and that, you know, he ended up with like... 30,000 or Kanye, something like that.
Kanye, you should be happy with that. That is a lot of people. I mean, it's sad. It's a sad comment on our society, but you did get a lot. I mean, you know, I don't know. What was
Go this? Back to producing good music, not that Jesus music. Go back to good music.
Fuck off.
Go fucking back. Off is, yeah. Go hang with Charles Koch.
Yeah.
The source says that he's also steaming over the fact that Biden won.
So what?
Quote, not only did Kanye lose, his political mentor, President Trump, lost too. And now Kanye is threatening to leave America.
Ooh.
Kanye was sure Trump would win.
Right. Well, you're crazy. Doesn't he make really expensive Jesus pants now? Jesus.
He's got all kinds of merch, yeah.
Like Jesus slippers or some fucking shit.
When Trump started his second term, Kanye was expecting a position in the cabinet.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be shocked.
Before Kanye would run again in 2024, he doesn't understand what went wrong. He wants out because we don't deserve him.
You need people in your life to take you aside, pour lithium in your gullet, and have you calm the fuck down. You are crazy, man.
Apparently Kanye upsetty pants.
His plan, what was his cabinet position supposed to be?
I'd really love to know.
I want to know that. If someone said, gave you the dream cabinet, and here's the only caveat, you got to find a job for Kanye.
Oh, my God.
Where are you putting him?
What are all the cabinet positions?
EPA. He likes the environment, doesn't he? Music? Do we have a music cabinet?
He's black. What about housing and urban development?
I think...
wasn't that the criteria for Ben Carson?
Isn't there something that some position, not the environment, I don't think, but like arts or something like that, like an art thing.
Okay.
The cabinet.
But there's
seat.
Create a cabinet position for the arts?
The Kanye cabinet. I don't know. This is so weird. How many votes did he get?
It's insane. Like 30,000.
That's great. He's Kanye West.
Oh, 60,000. Pardon me.
Jesus, that's amazing. Kanye, you should be popping the champagne and having a party. There's no reason on the planet. Anyone that votes for you as president hates his country and they're nuts. No offense, but I don't know. What? How are you going to survive? How are you going to solve coronavirus?
I believe I did mention 306 to 232 will be the final electoral college votes.
Damn, as, you lost.
Biden Schindler. Has now been declared to win Georgia, and that means it's going to be 306 to 232, the same number that Trump won his big landslide.
I think very soon, he is going to slither out of the White House and, you know, make his way to Mar-a-Lago and slowly decay down there. He will leave quietly. No concession, no inauguration, no nothing. He's going to go to Mar-a-Lago. And if Joe Biden wants any of the intelligence briefing, he's going to hang out the salad bar down there and eavesdrop. And I'm stealing that tweet from some comedian said it. I don't know.
Another tropical system forming in the Caribbean.
Great. Thank you.
Just to let you know.
Hey, Jesus, any coronavirus cure up there that you're working on? Or are you just too busy just jacking off these fucking storms? I mean, fuck. It's enough.
It's not
storms.
Only here. Germany's having a big problem with anti-maskers and anti-lockdowners.
They don't put up with shit in Germany, though, right? With this kind of stuff.
Houston Chronicle, I'm reading from. Okay. Around 9:30 on a quiet Sunday morning late last month, a crudely made explosive device went off with a small bang and flash in central Berlin near the building of an association of German scientific institutes. A note found nearby demanded that they end coronavirus restrictions.
Oh, shit.
A few hours earlier, Molotov cocktails were tossed at the front of the Robert Koch, not related, Institute. Well, come to think of it.
Jeez.
I'm not sure it's not. The German federal agency responsible for controlling the virus.
What is the end goal of these people throwing the bombs? What do they want?
It's different Koch. This is Heinrich Hermann Robert Koch, a German physician and microbiologist.
Right. I mean, they don't like the lockdown and they don't like the mask stuff, but do they like having coronavirus?
The incidents come against a backdrop of growing violent undercurrent at large-scale street demonstrations against COVID restrictions, including one attended by 20,000 people. On Saturday in Leipzig, the developments point to an increasingly radicalized movement of virus skeptics in Germany, embraced by the country's far-right extremist groups, and energized by global conspiracy theories. It's the same shit here. Notably, those put forth by the U.S.-born QAnon movement. So QAnon is now international.
Dude, we have to do something.
More American exceptionalism.
You know, it's the problem is that I just want to take these people aside and tell them to chill out and just stay at home. And if you have to go to Walgreens.
You speak German?
Just put on the mask.
Far-right groups marched alongside the demonstrators this weekend, stoking concerns among security officials that they will gain recruits and draw more demonstrators to violence with bomb and weapon-making material already circulating in the coronavirus skeptic circles online.
Oh, my God, please, someone find a planet for us to leave. Jesus Christ, just calm down. Everybody calm down, stay home, wear a mask, and don't be fucking Nazis.
The main organizer of the demonstrations, a group called Querdenken, or Lateral Thinkers, grew out of the demonstrations in Stuttgart, where early protests included middle-class moms concerned about vaccines.
Oh my God, Jenny McCarthy!
It's everywhere.
This fucking vaccine.
I mean, we have it down to an art, but it's everywhere.
I don't know. You know, sometimes I listen to the stories we do about this corona. I don't know if human beings are.
Should survive.
Well, okay. That's a. I don't know. But I don't know if this is the kind of thing we're meant to handle. You know, we're just not.
Well, it's rough, but there are ways to mitigate it.
Not with. We have shitty personalities that are just relentless. Do you know what I mean? And
Trump is going to rush drilling leases in the Arctic before Biden takes over.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's nice.
That's great. Thank you. Good. Is there any, wait, I don't have any work meetings. Please go to Mar-a-Lago, hang out with your slobbering spreader, white fuck friends and fuck each other to death with corona and just go the fuck away. Some advice.
Ooh, a 5.5 quake.
Where?
Nevada, California state line.
Oh, shit.
It's a biggie.
Damn. Where's that hurricane coming? Here? We're not getting that storm.
No, it's just forming in the Caribbean, so we don't know yet.
God, you know, man, I read a thing about how I read two disturbing things about how sort of the secret with environmental shit, and it's shit, we are barely keeping the shit in this country under control. And by shit, I mean literal. Barely.
What do you mean?
Like structurally, our infrastructure.
Oh, yeah.
It's not great. And there's some towns that, like, don't have, like, the same kind of sewage system that everybody has. Like, sometimes it just goes out of people's house in a pipe, and in a hole somewhere. We're fucked.
We've got a quick story here. I think this story was sent on Facebook, but I don't have it open. So apologies. I don't remember who sent this, but I think it was sent to us on Facebook by a wonderful human.
Thank you for sending this story.
Daniel Chalmers was arrested. in October on the 12th, according to a police report, at the Wayne Metro Airport in Detroit after the Delta flight he was on landed there.
Yes.
The North Carolina pastor accused of urinating on a Delta airline passenger 2 weeks ago has been identified.
That is crazy. This story makes, and by the way, that's Martin sent that in.
Oh, thank you, Martin.
Thank you, Martin. That is a great, great story.
Daniel Chalmers was arrested. Alicia Beverly, the passenger, told police she was sleeping at 2:45 a.m. aboard the plane when she felt someone standing over her. Quote, "I woke up and looked my right and saw this or seen this guy standing next to me," she said. Shortly after I started to feel something warm, I jumped up and screamed and felt when my skirt was wet.
That's a Moscow special.
Afterward, a flight attendant moved Beverly to another seat.
Yes.
The Wayne Metro Airport police boarded the plane after they landed, spoke to Beverly and Chalmers.
Yeah.
Beverly told the officers he urinated on her.
Right.
He denied the accusation, saying, "I didn't do it."
Right. He was fucked up, right?
But the officer asked Chalmers what he didn't do.
Oh, okay.
Whatever it is she is accusing me of, I didn't do it. He later told the officer, "I'm a pastor. That is out of my character. I did not do that."
Well, it looks like you decided to push the boundaries a little.
Chalmers asked the officer, "You have any evidence?" And the officer said, "Well, her clothes are covered in urine and her seat is wet."
The piss that came out of your cock, wacko.
Chalmers denied he had been drinking.
Oh.
But the officer said he smelled of alcohol and his eyes were bloodshot.
I mean, if you pee on someone, I would rather people think I was drunk and totally out of it. I was totally sober.
He did admit that he had taken some medication, and then later he did admit to the officer that he had a few drinks.
Let me tell you what happened. The guy didn't like to fly. He took two Xanax and popped a bunch of drinks. He didn't know where he was.
He thought he was in the bathroom.
I know a lot of people out there.
Poor Beverly was the bathroom.
I just want to say to my friends and my homies out there that they can't hold their liquor, and there are a lot of you. Believe me, there's a lot of you. Be careful on planes like this. This is not when you want to act like a fucking asshole.
Where do you need to go so bad?
Right, and I understand that you need to have something to relax you when you're one of these meat missiles, but you can't get so fucking...
That was my nickname in college.
Oh, was it? The hockey team. You know, just... Shit, man. I'm having the time. You can't piss on people on planes, right?
I would suggest anywhere unless you have put down some plastic and you're prepared to have safe words and shit.
Southwest, I think you can have a golden option.
Can I upgrade to the pissing section?
We thought you'd never ask, Mr. President.
We got to get the fuck out of here. Thanks for joining us, everybody. It's been an interesting week. Yay. Let's do it again next week. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific every day, every weekday, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're always available at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing on the internets. RatedRComedy.com or on the social medias at RatedRComedy on the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebook, and TikTok.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great fucking weekend. Stay safe. Stay away from the COVID. Don't do stupid shit.
Don't pee on people when you're on a plane and, you know.
Right. Have a great weekend,
bitch,
everybody.
Get out of the way. Julian Assange is a Hillary butt plug. I want to be cleansed of you. Comprende? I got a life force.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.